ओम शांति। प्रभु मिलन की विधि नहीं, प्रभु मिलन करेंगे।
इट्स नॉट द मेथड टू मीट गॉड, बट लेट्स मीट गॉड टुडे। We are all most fortunate souls because we have met God in this confluence age. This meeting happens always and it will continue to happen. Whenever we want, we can experience this meeting. Baba has taught us this. We shall increase the meetings with God. For that we have to become introvert. We have to become free from waste and become self-sovereigns. All these things will give us the right to meet God. Today also Baba reminded us of few things in the Murli, how we have played the role, our roles in 84 births, and how the souls play their own roles in this world, and how the drama is accurate. Think about these things. We have to stabilize ourselves in soul conscious state.
Baba se milan ke sundar anubhav prapt karenge.
We will stabilize in soul conscious stage and experience the beautiful meeting with God. We are all most fortunate souls.
Bahut mahan atmaye baithi hain is sabha mein.
In this gathering, all of us are great souls, most fortunate souls, highest and luckiest souls. Baba will come to meet us. We will take drishti from Baba. We will take blessings from Baba. Any weakness or any burden of the mind, offer this to Baba. Each one of us can talk to God. Think as we are alone in this gathering from now onwards till the end of the Murli. Continuing to have complete focus of our mind, concentration of our mind, we will focus on the Murli. The right to meet God, the right to experience this happiness, the fortunate to meet God, only few souls get this, and I am one of them. To the extent your conscience becomes peaceful, to that extent you will receive powers from Baba. Before doing some practices, I want to mention about three things. We are most powerful ones. Recognize your power. Since few days Baba has been mentioning about the war with Maya. Today we will accept. I am much more powerful than Maya. Secondly, we will practice. I, the soul, is self-sovereign, self-master. Everyone wants to rule over others, but I will rule over myself. There's a beautiful words from Baba. It is worth noting. I, the soul, is the master, is the king. I, the soul, is the master, is worthy, is most powerful one. It can't happen that my mind don't listen to me. In order to control the mind, in order to divinize the intellect, in order to become the master of our senses, in order to transform the world, a beautiful practice is to become self-sovereign. And thirdly, I want to underline this one. We can spread the vibrations of happiness and peace. We have to make every home heaven, a pilgrimage place. For that we have to increase our detached observation. We have to become deities. You know the method to meet God, but you will experience Baba's meeting with Baba every day. Let the happiness of meeting Baba be merged in the soul, and then your life will be elevated. This is a beautiful opportunity to come to Baba. We have to make the most of this opportunity. We have been waiting for this since 2500 years. Churn these beautiful points of knowledge. These golden moments, you have to make the most of these golden opportunities of the moments of confluence age. Let's practice that I, the soul, is self-sovereign. Sit on your throne. Look at your subtle form. On the throne of the forehead,
point of energy.
Are the jewel, point of energy,
source of energy.
Most powerful soul, I am seated on the throne of the forehead. Become a king and be seated on the throne.
से बहुत शक्तिशाली किरणें चारों ओर फैल रही हैं.
Most powerful rays are being spread from me.
मैं मालिक हूँ.
I am the master.
मन बुद्धि की मालिक.
Master of my mind, intellect.
संस्कारों की मालिक.
Master of my संस्कार.
कर्मेंद्रियों की मालिक.
Master of my senses.
सबकी राजा हूँ.
I'm the king of all these. I am the most powerful one.
अपने मन को ऑर्डर दे दे.
Give an order to your mind. Oh my mind.
शांत हो जाओ.
Become peaceful.
शांत.
Become peaceful. For few moments experience that as though you don't have your body. I'm just a soul. Incorporeal. Om Shanti.
हम सभी ये छोटा सा सुंदर अभ्यास रोज किया करें.
Let's practice this every day.
जितना अधिक करेंगे,
as many times you do this, you will continue to become the master of your mind.
जो मन पर राज कर लेते हैं.
As you know, those who rule their mind will become the rulers of the world, rulers of the nature. To become the masters of the self is a beautiful practice, and that will make us worthy to become other things. Only those who are yogis will become worthy. Today I was remembering, it's a deep point. Baba had told, everyone will get marks on the basis of three things. This is a study and we will have tests. But every day we get marks, but the final marks will be given on the basis of three things. Those who are wise and those who are doing good efforts need to pay attention to this. Firstly, how many you made worthy. It's good to give knowledge to many, but how many did you make them worthy? Secondly, how far were you free from obstacles, or did you get obstacles every day? Thirdly, at the time of problems, how powerful were you?
No doubt.
we are all very powerful. No doubt that God has given us, Baba has given us all powers. I have Baba's powers. I am Shiv Shakti. I am full with the powers of the Almighty Authority. Whatever powers Baba has, I also have. I am Master Almighty Authority. I am very powerful. Every day in the morning when you wake up, remind yourself of these things many times. And then the powers will be awakened. We have powers, but it goes to sleep. But then we need to keep it emerged. Baba says that you have those powers. Awaken your powers. And the method for that is to remind ourselves again and again that I am Master Almighty Authority. Let us sit in this experience and feel that I am very powerful. Let's sit in the consciousness of being self-sovereignness. I, the soul, from the moment I belong to Baba, Baba has given all his powers to me. I'm complete with godly powers. I am Master Almighty Authority. Accept this. I am very powerful. I am the master of all powers. Look at your form. The red rays of powers are being radiated from me. Powers are being radiated from my whole body, from all the organs. A very powerful aura has been created around me. In the middle of this powerful aura, I'm very powerful. I'm more powerful than Maya. I'm more powerful than circumstances.
Baba say,
the rays of powers from Shri Baba are coming to me. Fountain of all powers are on me. All the powers are being radiated from me. Om Shanti. We are very powerful. We will not be afraid of Maya, or nor will be afraid of small situations. Fear is increasing in the world and it will continue to increase. While stabilizing in the consciousness of Master Almighty Authority, we will become fearless and make everyone else fearless. We will take drishti from Baba. We will invoke Baba. We will go to Baba. Baba is our Supreme Sadguru. He is our friend. He is eager to give us help. He is our true friend. He is our Supreme Sadguru. Param Sadguru gives us his powers. He is our boatman. He has made us free from worries. Remember one point and it will be very helpful. Increase this experience. This is a small practice. The journey of life will become full of happiness, free from all burdens, free from worries. Baba is with me along with his thousand arms. It is a small practice. You don't have to focus your mind, it is just a remembrance. You just have to remember this. If you have any problem, just remember that Baba is with me along with his thousand arms, and that difficult task will become easy. Sometimes when you have to do many things and there's a lot of tension, remember Baba is with me along with his thousand arms. And you will experience how that task will be fulfilled very easily. You have to, if sometimes you have to go and give a talk and you are feeling afraid, when you remember this and you will become fearless, and the talk will go on very well. Now, let's go to Baba, become an angel. You don't have to think how you are going to become an angel. If I tell you, go and sit in Baba's room in Pandav Bhavan, you can feel that you are sitting there. Similarly, let us go to the skies. Look at yourself. I am in subtle regions, above the skies. Become alone.
यहाँ चारों ओर सफेद प्रकाश है.
There is white light around me.
ये फरिश्तों की दुनिया.
This is the world of angels.
अपने सामने देखें बाप दादा.
Look in front of you, there's Bab Dada. Baba has spread out his arms and inviting us, come children. Bab Dada is in front of us. Brahma Baba is in his angelic form. And Shiv Baba, the son of knowledge, is in the middle of the forehead of Brahma Baba's subtle body. And they are giving me drishti. This drishti which takes us beyond. This drishti fills us with supreme happiness. This drishti makes us free from all obstacles. Fill yourself with this powerful drishti. Baba, the Supreme Sadguru, is always pleased with me. He is ready to give his blessings. Baba gave tilak on my forehead. And he is giving blessing.
Shakti sampanna bhav.
Child, may you be full of all virtues, all powers. May you be victorious.
Maya ji.
May you be victorious, O Maya. And Baba has put his hands of blessings on me. Powerful vibrations from Baba are getting merged into me. Baba is reminding me, child, you are a great soul of this universe. You have to do a great task. You are a sparkling star in the sky of this universe.
का अज्ञान अंधकार नष्ट हो रहा है.
through the light of your star, of the soul, and the darkness of ignorance is being destroyed. You are Master, Son of Knowledge. The germs of Maya are being destroyed through your rays of light. Baba is giving drishti. Taking drishti, we come back. Om Shanti. There's a close relationship with Baba. Baba loves us a lot. No one should think that this is just a matter of telling, seeing something. In the Laukik world, the parents love the children. Similarly, Baba also cares for us. He has come to take away our sorrow. Whenever we call him, he is ready to help us. Take benefit of this beautiful opportunity. We started our journey from golden age. Have taking birth after birth, we have come down. Soul was tired. Everyone's mind was burdened. Baba came as a companion and took away all our burdens and made us lighter, made us pure. He's making us pure. Baba is our companion. I want to underline these two things. Baba has become our companion. He is our companion. And we are very powerful. Whilst moving along, we consider ourselves to be weak. We lose hope in making efforts. There are obstacles and we forget our powers. You should not forget your powers. As soon as you remember your powers, all the obstacles, all the problems will go away. I usually talk about this Murli point, and which is very useful to everyone. Baba had told once, the souls who are in the intoxication of being Master Almighty Authority, obstacles and Maya can't come to them. Every day remind yourself of this. And then the powers will be awake, the emerged form, and Maya and problems will not come to you. These are beautiful versions of Baba. I want to give you a small homework. We will invoke Baba now. We invoke Baba with love. Baba will come to each one of us. We will invoke Baba with great love. Let's take our intellect to Paramdham. Invite Baba with great love. The one who is our true beloved.
जिसे हम हजारों वर्ष से बहुत प्यार करते आए,
whom we have been loving for thousands of years. He has come to help me. The great light is sparkling in Paramdham. Invite Baba with lot of love. The Supreme Sadguru, He ocean of love, He God the friend, we your lovely children have come to your home. Please leave your abode and come to us. Listening to our invitation, Almighty Authority starts coming down. Baba comes to subtle regions from Paramdham, enters the subtle body of Brahmababa, and both of them are coming down.
Baba आ गए हमारे सामने.
And now he is in front of us. See Baba in front of you. Baba is giving you drishti. Baba is putting his hand on my head with great love. Putting his hand on my head, Baba is taking away all my tiredness of many births. Very powerful rays are being spread from Baba.
अपने मन की कोई भी बात, कोई भी बोझ बाबा को सुना दें. हल्के हो जाएं.
Whatever burdens you have in your mind, give away to Baba and become light. Continues to give drishti and goes back to his abode. Om Shanti.
Ye Baba ka ahvan sabhi ko apne apne gharon mein bahut karna hai.
When you go back home, practice this couple of times, even when you're working at your office and at your factory. Baba will give you beautiful experiences. The brothers and sisters who have done this practice shared their experience that the vibrations of their home changed. Baba comes as soon as we invoke him. Baba's rays continue to spread all over. Teachers can do that in the center. Your service will increase and bad energy will not work on you. Nowadays, bad energy is increasing all over the world. If we spread these vibrations, if we spread Baba's vibrations in our places, Baba's energy is most powerful and bad energy will become weaker. We are most powerful ones. Accept this today. Nowadays, in Baba's Murli, Baba has been saying, to the extent you are pure, to that extent you become powerful. Continue to increase your purity. The purity of all of us, all the souls, will transform the world. There will be force of Maya, but the purity of all of us will Maya will have to surrender in front of us.
The pavitrata ke vibration se sansar mein purity ka revolution create karenge.
Vibrations of purity will create a revolution of purity in the world. And then there will be world transformation.
Jo naye Baba ke bachche bhi aaye hain,
those Baba's children who have come for the first time, make promise to Baba, make a promise with Baba of complete purity. From today onwards, we will follow your Srimad completely. And those who have been already following purity, make that firm.
बहुत ध्यान दें जो बहुत पवित्र आत्माएं हैं हमारी पवित्रता की शक्ति संसार में चमत्कार करेगी.
Our power of purity will bring magic in the world.
बहुत बड़ी शक्ति है.
Purity is a very big power.
जिस बात पे मैं ध्यान दिला रहा हूँ पवित्र आत्माएं ध्यान दें हमारी पवित्रता का बल.
Our power of purity. Don't waste the power of purity in ordinary and waste thoughts. Our power of purity should not be wasted in jealousy and hatredness. It should not become or be an ordinary thing. It should be a blessing to the world. To the extent your purity increase, to that extent your yoga practice will increase. Let's promise once again to Baba and take blessing of purity from Baba. And those who are already following this, take the blessing from Baba and make that purity as your power. I am supremely pure soul. I am the goddess of purity.
पवित्रता मेरी शक्ति है.
प्योरिटी इज माई पावर.
पवित्रता मेरा श्रृंगार है.
प्योरिटी इज माई डेकोरेशन.
प्योरिटी इज माई ब्यूटी.
प्योरिटी इज माई ब्यूटी.
मेरी पवित्रता संसार के लिए वरदान.
My purity is a blessing to the world. Take your intellect to Paramdham. Enjoy the vibrations of the ocean of purity. The rays of purity, vibrations of purity are coming to me and I'm absorbing them. It is as though there's a rain of the power of purity on me.
पवित्रता मुझ में समा रही है.
purity of God is getting merged into me. Make a promise to Baba of complete purity and take this blessing from Baba. Om Shanti.
अपने अपने घरों में अपने अपने स्थानों पर अपने अपने संगठनों में
in your house, in your offices, in your gatherings, you have to create the atmosphere of happiness. Where there is a lot of happiness in the gathering, lot of lightness in the gathering, that gathering will create lot of power. Those who are staying in the household, think about this and plan. How to spread the vibrations of happiness, how to bring the dangers of happiness.
हमारे बोल कहीं दूसरों की खुशी को छीन तो नहीं रहे.
Pay attention to your words.
हमारा व्यवहार.
Is my words
हमारे attitudes
bringing sorrow to anyone? My attitude.
संगठन में.
Is my attitude bringing creating any other vibrations in the gathering? We have to pay attention to our words and our attitude, and then words are not so. Situations and circumstances are not important. Happiness is important. Lastly, I want to mention one thing. There is a lot of struggle at home or in the society. Divorce rates are increasing. Peacelessness and tension is increasing because of that. We Baba's children have to pay attention to one thing. This is because of ego. Is my ego bigger or my relationship bigger? It's because of their ego. They are breaking the relationship, beautiful relationships. Ego is not important. Happiness, easiness, sweetness is important. And then there will be lightness, sweetness, easiness in behavior, respectfulness has to be there in the family, and the family will become a temple, and family will become healthy, there were no obstacles. Janaki Dadi used to say, where there is happiness and love amongst people, Maya will be afraid and problems will be afraid and run away. Take the blessings of love and happiness from here. Now we will do a powerful meditation sitting in Paramdham. This is a beautiful happiness that we experience. To go beyond the limited and unlimited. A song will be played. Going beyond the limited and unlimited, we go to Baba and invoke Baba in Paramdham with Almighty authority.
Hello. me.